White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Avondale, New South Wales, Australia. March 13, 1896. Dear children, Edson and Emma White. I am thankful to report my health is much better since I came to this place. I am only too thankful to report that Professor Prescott's testimony is that of all the places where our schools have been located, none seem to be as favorable as this place. You must know that after I had taken so large responsibilities, and after the land was purchased, then Elder Daniels and Brother Rousseau decided it was not the place, and held to that decision until we consented to visit other places. They had not better land than this, and no water privileges. We could get 2,000 acres for the sum of $30,000, and it would require not less than 10,000 and more to put into buildings. Still another place was $25,000 for about 1,200 acres, and about $1,500 must be expended in buildings. No water privilege, no well, no stream of water, only broken down tanks depending wholly upon the water coming from the heavens. It has been a very close rub to get in orchard and cultivate the land for crops, and pay $5,500 for the 1,600 acres of land here. We thought we would take that part that was considered not the best land. My dear children, my heart goes out to you with great tenderness. I would be glad to see you, my children. 8,000 miles of the waters of the Pacific Ocean lie between us, but, thank God, we can send up our prayers to our Heavenly Father. We are made near through Jesus Christ. He that is precious to your soul is also very precious to my soul. Oh, Edson, I love you as my son. I love Emma as my daughter. But I have a stronger love than any natural ties can be. We are made one on Christ Jesus. We may never meet again, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 6. Blessed hope. I am so thankful that the Lord will accept my children through the merits of Jesus Christ to be laborers together with God. Oh, the miracle-working power of the gospel! It can accomplish great things. Let nothing divert you from this your work. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16-17. Study your Bible. Practice its teachings. It is not enough to speak the truth, but teach the word in love, and the fruit will appear. Good fruit in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts, and they are endowed with whatsoever things are honest and lovely and of good report. When things come from your brethren that you feel are very trying, for I am sorry to say they will come, they will not hurt you if your life is hid with Christ in God. They will hurt themselves. They will bruise and wound their own souls. Then speak not a word of impatience. Only live so as not to make their unkind sayings true. If you will leave all the disagreeable things upon the sin-bearer, the burden-bearer, and restrain the impulsive feelings. You will have peace and victory through Jesus Christ. I want you to consider that you must have no unkind feelings, but pity the men who have not an abiding Christ in the soul. I point you to the cross of Calvary. I ask you to consider the infinite sacrifice made in your behalf, that through faith in Jesus Christ, you may not perish, but have everlasting life. But do not be too confiding and trustful in men. I point you to Jesus. You are safe in committing to Him the innermost working of your mind. The Lord Jesus hath purchased you, dear children, with an infinite price. You may commit the keeping of your soul to Jesus. You may trust Him as your counselor. Pray much. Watch unto prayer. Speak no words unadvisedly. Make no hasty decisions, but constantly draw nigh unto God. He will help you.
Oh, be sure you receive your illumination from the source of all light. He is the great central light of the universe of heaven and the great light of the world. He will enlighten every man that cometh into the world. Reach no cheap, low standard. Cultivate the gentleness of Christ. Secure the highest attainments, and draw your inspiration from Jesus Christ. He is your friend. You may always depend upon Him and find Him faithful and true. When you need His sympathy in your greatest perplexity, when wounded and bruised, He will not pass you by on the other side. To Him, my children, you may come in the simplicity of children. To Him you may come with joy and rejoicing. With everything that is flattering to your hopes, every success which attends your labors in the Lord, look up to Jesus and lay every honor at His feet. Everything depends upon your walking in all humility of mind. Write the name of Christ upon your banner, and never dishonor your colors. All heaven was given to us in Christ Jesus, and the Lord loves you, notwithstanding you have dishonored Him. He has received you back again, and given you His confidence and His love. Oh, honor Jesus by giving to Him the heart's best and holiest services. He has given His life for you. Who is he that hath done this? The only begotten Son of God, He that was one with the Father before the world was. Lift up your banner, lift it up higher. Never, never let it trail in the dust of the earth. Exalt Jesus. Lift Him up, the man of Calvary, higher and still higher. There is but little time to work now. Therefore make daily a full and unreserved surrender of soul, body, and spirit to God. Devote your whole being with all your energies to His service. All your capabilities belong to God through your entire probationary time. He claims all there is of you, all the services you can render as a mortal, judgment-bound human agent, partaker of the divine nature. You have nothing in talents or capabilities, but that which you have received to be returned to Him, doubled by being used to His name's glory. He must reign over you with unrivaled authority. Give all respect to your brethren, counsel with them, but do not make them your trust, lest they prove as a broken reed. Ever be courteous, kind, and considerate. But never lean on any man. Man cannot carry you. Look to God for yourself. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, and only those who have received the light from Jesus and are doers of the word will have everlasting life. There is no safety anywhere. Satan has come down with great power, and is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Those who do not follow in Christ's footsteps will find themselves following another leader. They have listened to strange voices until they cannot distinguish the voice of the true shepherd. Little by little, they ceased to heed the warnings, the reproofs, the instructions. Human wisdom came in. Human imaginations were followed. Much reliance is placed upon human exertion and devices, and they imperceptibly go on until they are fully satisfied with their own wisdom, their own inventions, and are filled with their own doings. Drink deep at the fountain of truth, and be a close student of the Word. For the Lord will take the words of truth, and through the Holy Spirit, imprint them on your heart, that you may present the precious Word with simplicity and fervor. Rejoice in the Lord alway. And again I say, rejoice, that Jesus is glad to receive you with all your imperfections, with all your weakness, and acknowledge you as his child. Therefore, trust him. Adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior by a well-ordered life and a godly conversation. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, that is, be not over anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What a privilege is this, given to everyone to trust in Jesus and tell him everything. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 5-7. My dear children, have faith in God. However stormy may be the times, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith, you will be complete in him. Abide in the old paths, whoever may turn back. Be rooted and grounded and built up in the most holy faith, a living epistle known and read of all men. So long as your life is hid with Christ in God, you will never lose your vitality. Monday morning, March 16th. I have been up writing since 2:30. I cannot write you any more now, but in 2 weeks will send you some chapters if I can. Mother. Willie's family doing well. Willie is in Melbourne, has been absent about 2 weeks.